On Wednesday, no, Thursday, we all had a different nativity character under our chair. And I wonder if you were excited when you found out the character that was under your chair, or whether you thought, oh, I wish I'd had the king, or something. You might like to tell your neighbour briefly if you, which character is your favourite. So just turn to your neighbour and say, I wish I was. Well, I wonder how many of you said, oh, I wish I was a shepherd. I wonder how many would have loved to have put on a tea towel. Well, sadly, I think not many. It's not really classed as the glamorous job. You don't get to wear any shiny bits. You have to wear a tea towel on your head. Well, I know as a teacher we didn't select the brightest to be shepherds. It was often the little scruff ones, the unruly ones, the ones who were likely to forget their words, the also-rans. They got the crown of the tea towel. And yet, as we find out, and we shall find out, God knows differently and he lives the lonely. Well, our Bible reading was taken from parts of 1 Samuel 16, and that's where Jesse was brought all his sons to the front, and yet he brought in all the brothers, and then he said, no, not this one, not this one. And they said, well, there is a shepherd boy, he's out in the fields. And so Samuel said, well, no, bring him in. And so they brought in the shepherd boy, and he was glowing with health, and he was handsome. But God had said, had told him, I can see in the heart. I know. He looks on the outside just like a lad, like a shepherd, but I know something different. And this shepherd was crowned to be king. You think, surely not. And so we have to think, well, what is it about shepherds? But before we look at the job description for a shepherd, we must think first what the task is to look after the sheep. Well, what do we know about sheep? We know they have lovely wool to make jumpers to keep us warm. And there's a very long list of what the needs of a sheep is. They get easily lost. They just don't know, they can't find their way home, I've been reading. You put them in a field, they're not like a dog who can travel miles, or even a cat. They just look around and they just don't know which way to turn. And they're hopeless of finding good grass to eat. They'd probably eat poison weeds if they were there. They just can't work out what's good for them. So they need someone to find them fresh good grass. Oh, and then they need to be led to fresh water. They find it difficult to even get out of a ditch or a bush if they fall into it. They just try, they just don't know how to get themselves from that tangled mess, and they just go, bah, bah. And that shepherd can hear them and comes to help them. And they have no way to defend themselves. They've got no spikes, no sharp teeth, they've got no claws to scratch. And so they're completely vulnerable and defenseless. And when caught by often a wolf or a hyena will come and get them. And I think Washira knows a lot about looking after these animals. I think actually if somebody said, here's a field of sheep, look after them, I actually would, I don't think I'd take the job very easily. And so we have to think about what the job description of a shepherd is. Could you name some things or tell your neighbour what you think a shepherd needs to be able to do? Perhaps you could suggest some things after and just talk. Anyone want to tell us what they've worked out is a good job description for a shepherd? Anyone want to shout out? They must be brave and strong. They must be willing to fight to protect their sheep. They must keep on the alert for wild owl and animals prowling. And they must be very caring. There was nothing pathetic about a shepherd. He wasn't the dozy one. He was fearless and brave. He was strong and wise. He could see danger and be brave enough to deal with it. But it said in the time of Jesus, a shepherd wasn't to be used as a reliable witness. They didn't trust them. They were outside of society's rules. They were independent. The rulers of the law didn't trust them, would never use them as a witness in court. But God knew he could use the shepherds. It was these unconventional men that the angels came to. God knew they were brave and fearless. He knew they were reliable. He knew he could trust them with a very special message. He knew they were caring. So in the darkness of the night, he broke in with the brightness of his message. And it was the shepherds who were awake to see it. God entrusted them with the good news. They did not let him down. They were reliable witnesses to the birth of Jesus. They were filled with joy and praise. People were amazed. Was this because they wondered why a shepherd had been given such good news? Did they wonder, can we trust these out-of-town rough men? Can they be telling the truth? Can we believe them? Is this a fantasy of their own making? Yet, they saw the joy and excitement on the faces of the shepherds and the change in them, and so they believed. We have that message, the good news that God has come to earth. It has been entrusted to us. Can we share that excitement with our neighbours and friends? Can we share the joy of the Christ child? Maybe we can't. Maybe we feel like a sheep caught in the bushes, unable to get ourselves out, entangled by the difficulties of our life. Maybe we need the help of the little child who grew to be the great shepherd to come and rescue us. Jesus, the good shepherd, who hears our desperate cry and will come to rescue us in our need. We need only to ask for his help, and he will hear our cry and come to save us from danger. We all need a shepherd. Without a shepherd, we are lost. God knew he could use the shepherds. They were not undervalued tea towel wearers in God's eyes. As it says in 1 Samuel 16, people looked at the outward appearance, But the Lord looks at the heart. God knew the heart of David. God knew the heart of the shepherds on the fields. God knows your heart. He also knew who he was sending to us. He was sending the tiny, vulnerable baby who would grow to be the strong shepherd and give his life for his sheep, the good shepherd of John 11. God lifts the lowly. God entrusts us with that message too. Let us go on our way rejoicing and share the good news of Jesus today. And let's give a cheer for the lowly tea towel wearers.